Hi everyone, Bella here of Isabella Resin and welcome to my Life Thoughts episode. Dito i-share ko lahat ng mga muni-muni ko araw-araw tungkol sa buhay. Alam mo na, mag-isa lang, so maraming naiisip, maraming time para mag-isip. Kaya I really hope that you will enjoy these segments. Thank you! Hi everyone, so Bella here of Isabella Resin Art and welcome to my Resonate podcast. And for this episode of Life Thoughts, I will share with you some life lessons I've learned from my grandmas, which is, I think, very timely because I just lost my grandma this afternoon. And I think I create more. And I'm talking about anything, like in terms of art, in terms of writing. I produce meaningful work during those times that, you know, I feel intense emotions. So if I'm too happy, I'm too sad, I'm too excited, dun ako mas productive in terms of expressing, you know, artistically. That's why I think I'm really an artist. I'm really for this field because whenever I try to express something, you know, I think I'm really good in expressing thoughts and emotions through creating something. And I think all of you know that my primary medium, I mean, I don't really have, but the focus is always flowers. And I'm glad that I found that. But also, aside from doing art, I love talking. I'm a teacher by profession. And I think if there's one thing that I love to do, that is to talk and talk and talk. I can talk for hours. And you will definitely know that I'm not in a good mood if I can't talk or I don't want to talk. But then, kung sobrang dami kong sinasabi, either naatake ako ng ADHD or talagang I just want to share. Like, whenever I'm inside the classroom, I love talking. I love sharing. Isipin mo yan, ano lang to, intro lang to, but then naka 2 minutes na ako, diba? Anyway, so I lost my Lola today, and she's like one of the most important and influential people sa buhay ko. She's actually the daughter of my great-grandmother, which is another super influential person sa buhay ko that until now, whenever I think of my great-grandmother, I always cry. Like right now, gumigilid na yung luha ko, but I don't want to record something that I'm crying or what. I'm telling you, I've tried to record a lot of podcast episodes wherein I'm crying. So I wasn't able to publish it because wala na naintindihan yung tao, puro naiyak, diba? So, ano ako, I really don't want to share negativity and all, and I really don't want to share anything sad. I will try not to be sad at this moment because, you know, death is actually a celebration of life for me. And to be honest, I'm not afraid of death. But the feelings, you know, that death gives you, especially that feeling of like you've lost someone, is something na hindi ko kaya at hindi ko pa alam kung kakayanin ko if there is someone that is super duper duper close to me na mawawala sa akin. And that person is still my lola, my great grandma, na alam mo yon, sobrang mahal mo yung tao, umaabot sa punto na sobrang miss mo na siya, even the way she smells, the way she talks, and everything, yung texture ng balat niya, ng buhok niya, napapanaginipan mo. And whenever you close your eyes, you can still feel it. So, until now, I can still feel those things. And I can still see her in my dreams. And it's just a painful, you know, part of death sa mga naiwan na kahit ano pang gawin mo, kahit ano pang gawin mong pagsisisigaw, hindi mo na makikita yung taong yun. Diba? We're not really sure if afterlife is true. But then, yun nga, kung makikita pa ba kayo or what, if you have faith, if you have a religion, maybe you have that kind of belief. But then, yun nga, the fact na hindi mo na makikita yung tao is just one heck of a painful realization that forever mo nang mamimiss yung taong yun. When I had that realization, like, I was so young, I really, you know, do my best to make others feel na mahal ko sila, especially my family. So, I always tell them that I love them because those are words na ayoko talaga na kapag wala na sila, dun ko lang sasabihin. At least, diba, nasasabi ko na. So anyway, going back to my great-grandmother, she was born September 12, 1912, and it was like a couple of months after Titanic sank. Hindi ko yun makakalimutan kasi sobrang, oh, ka-year ng lola ko ang Titanic. Aside from that, ano pa ba, naranasan niya ang World War. So, the level of stress na meron siya sa sarili niya, talagang sobra-sobra. And, kasi diba, war, and then sobrang hirap pa ng buhay nila. Sa Negros, ano bang pangunahing pangkabuhayan, which is pagtutubo, na yun din ang kinabuhay ng lola ko. Because of the war, na namatay yung lolo ko, which is asawa niya, and sobrang daming versions ng pagkamatay niya. Which is, later on I realized na maybe that's her way of concealing yung feelings ng pagkawala ng taong mahal mo. She never really mentioned anything about her husband. It was in her last days na ng buhay niya na nalaman ko yung first name ng asawa niya, which is I'm not really sure din kasi nung time na yon medyo nag-aano na rin yung memory niya. But anyway, sobrang fan ng lola ko ng mga Amerikano because for her, mababait silang tao and it's all because nagpo-provide sila ng food. Takot na takot din ang lola ko sa kanila at the same time because they have this weapon that can dissolve daw the world. Which I think she was referring to the atomic bomb. I will always remember my lola because she loved me so much. And there are so many things that I really love to cherish every day about her. One is yung, alam mo yung ano, yung lola ko, hindi siya mapagkimkim na tao. But once na sinaktan mo siya, that will be the last. Alam mo yun? Hindi niya hinahayaan yung mga tao to nananakit sa kanya to hurt her over and over again. Makaisa ka lang, wala ka na. Ganon. But hindi niya ina-apply yung rule na yon sa mga taong mahal niya, particularly sa pamilya niya. She's always willing to forgive over and over again kapag pamilya ang pinag-uusapan. She loves me so much and I really can feel it. Lumaki ako sa kanya kasi nasa bahay namin siya all throughout my childhood life. And sa lola ko, palagi siyang, I'm very mapagmatsyag sa mga ginagawa niya. I'm really curious about everything that she was doing every day. And isa na nga dun yung pagkain niya ng nganga, pagkain niya ng gulay sa kabila ng wala na siyang ngipin and all that. Yung pagnonovena niya halos araw-araw, hindi pala halos, kundi araw-araw talaga. Pag inom niya ng beer araw-araw, yung tinatry niyang magluto para sa amin, kahit na ang ending naman minsan ay sobrang alat. Siguro hindi niya makita. Or, alam mo yon, sobrang tamis. So, ang dami kong memories with her. And, lagi niya ako pinagtatanggol sa mga magulang ko kapag pinapagalitan ako. Alam mo yun, very lola. Kapag takot ako sa mga, matatakotin ako sa mga maliliit na bagay. Ultimo ulan, kidlat, takot ako nung bata ako. I mean, kidlat, sige, fine, diba? Marami sa atin siguro takot din sa kidlat. Pero ako pati ulan, takot ako. So, alam mo yun, alam ng lola ko para hindi ako ubuhin sa gabi kung anong gagawin niya, mga ganong bagay. Nagtataka rin ako kung bakit tuwing Pasko, wala naman trabaho yung lola ko, hindi rin siya lumalabas. Pero lahat kami magkakapatid may regalo. Only to find out, yung mga binabalot niyang regalo, regalo din sa kanya ng ibang tao. So nakakatawa. But I don't wanna look at it that way na nakakatawa yung ginagawa ng lola ko. Pero natawa ako, diba? Pero alam mo yun, yung love niya para sa akin. And just to make me feel na, oy, Pasko ngayon, so I should be giving you gifts. So ayan. Diba? And dahil yung lola ko sa tuhod nakatira sa bahay namin, yung lola ko na nagtatrabaho dito sa Maynila, I mean dun sa Maynila, palagi siyang dinadalaw, like every weekend. At tuwing dumadalaw yung lola ko na yon, which is tita ng tatay ko, sobrang saya namin. Kasi sa paningin ko nun, nung bata pa ako, siya yung mayamang lola ko. Pero ang totoo, kusinera yung lola ko sa bahay ng mga Lopezes. And kilala ko ang lola ko bilang napakasarap magluto. Nasa isip ko na siya yung mayamang lola ko because number one, sa Forbes Park siya nakatira. Which is, hello, kusinera siya doon. And kapag hindi siya dumadalaw sa amin, kami yung dumadalaw sa kanya sa Forbes. And dahil nga, hindi naman palaging nandun yung mga may-ari ng bahay, nakakapaglaro ako dun sa garden nila at sa mga iba pang bahagi ng bahay. Medyo sobrang laki and naging mysterious yun para sa akin kung anong itsura ng ibang mga sulok ng bahay. But anyway, aside from nakatira siya sa Forbes, which is isa sa mga batayan ko na ay mayaman yung lola ko, tuwing dadalaw siya ng weekend sa nanay niya na nakatira sa amin, palagi niya kaming binibigyan ng tigbe-bente, which is bente during that time, the 90s. Marami-rami ka pa rin namang mabibili, diba? So, hindi kompleto ang, alam mo yon, ang weekend with Lola kung walang bente. Or, dahil alam niya na favorite ko yung pancit canton, bibili siya ng pancit canton, like sobrang dami. Tapos kakainin namin. Which is, alam mo yun, nakakatawa, di ba? And then, dumating yung araw na nag-resign na yung lola ko, nag-retire na siya because 60 na siya and all. And tumira na siya dun sa bahay ng tita ko na anak niya. And then later on, lumipat na siya sa bahay namin. Which is, inupahan nila yung ilalim ng bahay namin. I mean, first floor. And yun, for the longest time, nakatira na sila sa bahay namin as nangungupahan. Pero hindi rin naman sila sinisingil ng renta or whatever because they're actually family. So, yung lola ko na masarap magluto, nasa bahay na. So sometimes, nagluluto siya and it's really masarap. I mean, itong mga lola ko na yun, kahit iba niya mga kapatid, masasarap talaga sila magluto. And yun talaga yung natatandaan ko sa kanila. Yung bond nila bilang magnanay then is something that I really cherish. Na, alam mo yun, na parang they have each other since the war. At talagang todo, alam mo yun, todo rely sila with each other. Nagkakamustahan. Wala pa ngang cellphone during that time eh. Hindi pa ganun ka, I'm talking about the 90s, no? Dinadalo pa kami ng lola namin nung nagtatrabaho pa siya sa Forbes. Sobrang, ano tawag dito, sobrang gumagawa sila ng paraan to spend time with each other. Which is, I find it really, alam mo yun, genuine and an expression of true love. Siyempre, hindi naman lang dahil sa nanay ko yan, may responsibilidad ako dyan and all that. Nawawala ako sa ano ko, nawawala ako sa pagkwento ko. Kasi naipapasok sa akin na memories while narrating. But then I try not to say it because if I'm gonna say it, talagang tutulong na ng bongga yung luha ko. But yeah. So, there are so many lessons that I can learn from these people. And ano tawag dito? There are so many experiences that I'd like to just, you know, keep it in me. But then at the same time, I want to make this podcast because, you know, the main reason why I made this is because I want to have an outlet. I think I mentioned in my other podcast na I can't create a video and talk in the video and then, alam mo yon, be a YouTube star. talking is my favorite thing, you know, to do. And wala akong confidence sa camera. So, podcast it is. So, yung lola ko sa Tuhod, after a couple of years, I was in high school during that time, na mamoblema siya na paano kapag namatay ako, saan ako ililibing, nasa Maynila daw siya and all that. So, nagpaalam siya sa tatay ko na kung pwede, lumipat na siya sa probinsya. And it's also one of the saddest part of my life because, syempre, buong buhay ko, kasama ko yung lola ko. I mean, pagkabata ko. Mahirap kasi kapag alam mo yun, bata ka pa nagsimulang kasama yung tao. It will be very hard. And it was really hard for me na hindi ka nakasama yung lola ko sa bahay. But then, nakatuwa din naman kasi I was able to spend time with her whenever I go home sa Negros. So, to cut the long story short, after a couple of years, my lola died and it is one of the most painful news I've received and it was really, really sad. And yun nga, I know na for a fact na she's gonna be my first sorrow. Kasi, gaya nga nasabi ko, until now, di pa rin ako nakaka-move on. And it will forever be painful. It will forever be sad. But then, you know, you live with it. Yung sadness, yung pain that you will feel all throughout your life. You just live with it. Tanggapin mo na lang yung katotohanan that everything happens for a reason. It's part of life. Pain, sadness, it's all part of it. We really can't deny it or try to remove it. You live with it. And she died at the age, I think, 105. Which is, I think, having a long life runs in the family, especially among the females. Yung mga anak niya, which is yung lola ko na namatay today, is actually 80 plus. And yung iba niyang mga kapatid, it's also like around those age na. So, and alam mo yun, parang ang haba ng buhay namin. But I don't think I will be, you know, that... I will live that long. A lot of my aunties and my father also, they want to live a long life. But come to think of it, I saw my lola. She was 100 plus years old. And wala na siyang ibang hiniling kundi matapos na yung life niya. And, you know, I really can't blame her because... Sorry, excuse me. Ano tawag dito? Nakakalungkot naman talaga na mabuhay ka ng matagal at makita mo na yung mga taong mahal mo unti-unting nawawala sa'yo, diba? Ayoko talaga ng ganong feeling. So, di ko masasabi na maaga ako mamamatay or what. But then, I always want lang to have a meaningful life. It really doesn't matter how long you will live in this world. But, you know, you try to create wonderful memories with other people. Na yung matatandaan nila sa'yo ay yung pagiging mabuti mong tao. Rather than, alam mo yon, yung pagiging masama mo or gaano karaming taong nasaktan mo. So, yun. Siguro, isa rin yun sa lesson na meron ako para sa lola ko. And na nakuha ko sa lola ko na yung buong buhay niya, inilaan niya para sa pamilya namin. Inilaan niya para sa mga taong nagmamahal sa kanya na sinikap niya na magpakita ng pagmamahal sa mga tao na nakapaligid sa kanya, sa buong buhay niya, sa haba ng panahon na, alam mo yun, na nabuhay siya. So, both of them actually, ganun yung pagmamahal na meron sila para sa amin. And I will never forget that. And, I think palagi ko sinasabi na, the way I love is because, the way I love other people is because, you know, that's also how I felt what love is mula dun sa mga taong nakapaligid sa akin all throughout my life. So, minahal ako ng mga lola ko. And now, I am sharing that kind of love piece by piece sa mga taong nakakasalamuha ko sa buong buhay ko. And I will always and forever do that. So if you know me as a person and you feel love from me, it's a piece of my grandma's love, you know, na ibinabahagi ko sa'yo sa pamamagitan ng pagmamahal o ng mga simpleng bagay na ginagawa ko to show how much I love you. So, yun lang. It's sad that I won't be able to go home and see my Lola for the first time. And the hug that I gave her before I left, di naman pala natin alam, that will be the last one. And whenever I see her, kasi nga pag bumababa ako ng bahay and then nakikita niya ako, lagi niyang tanong sa akin, like, kailan ka mag-aasawa? Kailan ka magkakaanak? I mean, typical questions from the Lola. But those are the kinds of questions na hindi ako kahit kailan maiinis or ma-atribidang feeling. I love it whenever they talk to me that way and they ask me things like that, even if I don't have any answers at all. So, I will forever hold on with the memories and I will forever miss them. But, yeah. This is life and death is part of life. So, wala tayong magagawa but then to keep the love that we have inside na pinaramdam sa atin ng mga taong yon, and we will move on. Gradually, we'll learn how to live with the pain and sadness. And hopefully, you know, kahit pa paano, we focus more on the beautiful things, the good memories, and somehow move on, diba? But we will never forget the love and all that. And we will never know when na kapag yung memories bumabalik sa'yo, you will feel nothing but happiness. I mean, you don't have to feel the pain of losing that person anymore. So, yun lang. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. And if you are listening, I hope that you will, and if you pray, pray for my lolas. And I hope that, wala akong masabi. I mean, just include us in your prayers. Because, yeah, she needs it. We all need it. Ingat lahat and have a wonderful weekend, because I think it's the weekend already. Hugs to you. Mwah.